Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: three Korean cities experience Shenyun's unlimited creativity of arts. Italy, forced organ harvesting in China draws criticism at organ trafficking summit. We should learn Falun Gong, two events in Denmark and Sweden. Posters in public places across China raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong. Mr. Wang Shimin near death from torture in Xinjiang prison. And blind man purchases TV to play videos for villagers. Now for the stories.
Three Korean cities experience Shenyun's unlimited creativity of arts. The New York-based Shenyun Performing Arts continued its Asia tour with 9 sold-out shows on February 4th through the 12th in the South Korean cities of Busan, Chuncheon, and Goyang. Tickets for the performance at the Aram Nuri Arts Center in Goyang were sold out a month in advance. The theater took the step of opening up space on the fourth floor to add 400 more seats. Dr. Lee Soon Lim, chair of the Korean Dance Cultural Research Institution, said, "Shenyun has been in the forefront of arts. Classical Chinese dances movements, such as flips and jumps, are very difficult, but Shenyun dancers perform such difficult movements very skillfully and beautifully." She added, "Shenyun's performance delights the audience more than others. It perfectly synchronizes stage design, complicated skills, and among others, the animated digital backdrops to present the perfect performance." Mr. Kim Chan-sik, vice president of the City Literati Association, said, "It's a kind of dance that can only be performed by the divine. Shenyun materialized the ideals that mankind cannot achieve, as Shenyun was seemingly endowed with unlimited creativity of arts. It's a high-level art rich in cultural and philosophical elements," he described. "This is a performance that can purify the human body and mind." Lee Kyum-ho, vice president of the Korea Buddhist Federation, commented, "The dancers' every movement was of artistic value, which perfectly illustrates the magnificence and spirit of Buddhahood. The unrighteous thoughts in my mind were gone," he said. "It completely outdid ordinary performances." Mr. Lee added, "Shenyun deeply touched the bottom of my heart. What I saw in the performance was not simply small portions of Chinese history, but the essence." Shenyun will continue its Asia tour with upcoming February performances in Taipei and Taoyuan, Taiwan.
Italy, forced organ harvesting in China draws criticism at organ trafficking summit. Italian Senator Maurizio Romani, vice president of the Health Commission, said during a press conference on February 7th, "Right now, without free and independent inspection, there is no evidence that China has actually put an end to the cruel and illegal practice of forced organ harvesting, particularly from Falun Gong practitioners, and also Christians and other prisoners of conscience." The press conference was held during the Summit on Organ Trafficking and Transplant Tourism, hosted by the Vatican's Pontifical Academy of Science on February 7th and 8th. The meeting was in response to former Chinese Health Minister Huang Chai-fu and organ distribution expert Wang Haibo being invited to speak at the summit. Huang had been involved in China's use of prisoners of conscience as a living organ bank, essentially a system of killing on demand to provide organs for transplant surgeries. Senator Romani said that Huang Jiefu has tried to cover up the widespread forced organ harvesting in China after numerous investigations have proven its existence. He said at the press conference, "Trying to deny the crime would be like trying to say that Nazism did not exist." As a surgeon and member of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, he co-sponsored a law that bans organ trafficking, which passed unanimously in November 2016. He said that Italy was not the first country that has passed similar legislation, but nonetheless he emphasized that much more effort is needed to stop the organ harvesting atrocities in China. Inviting Huang and Wang to the summit also drew criticism from medical experts and human rights advocates in other countries. After a study from China was published last year in Liver International, the official journal of the International Association for the Study of the Liver, medical professionals questioned the source of the 564 liver transplantations performed consecutively at Zhejiang University, after the author failed to provide evidence that these organs were from voluntary donors, the journal made the decision to retract the paper. A statement from Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting on February 6th stated, "The lack of transparency about organ sources in China is a mask of deception. The full scope of forced organ harvesting from Chinese prisoners of conscience remains unknown. The Vatican should not be misled by empty pledges of reform by an atheist government that persecutes its most devout citizens."
We should learn Falun Gong, two events in Denmark and Sweden. Falun Gong practitioners from Sweden and Denmark participated in recent activities to introduce this ancient Chinese cultivation practice to the public and raise awareness about the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong in China. The activities met with a great deal of public support, with many people signing a petition to condemn the persecution in China. A number of people seemed to directly connect with the practice and expressed a desire to learn it. On February 3rd through the 5th, 2017, practitioners from both countries participated in the Body Mind Spirit Health Expo in Copenhagen. More than 200 groups and enterprises participated in the expo, and 115 talks were given during the 3 days. Practitioners played the exercise instruction video at their booth, demonstrated the exercises, and handed out brochures. At the practitioner's booth was a sign-up sheet for a free 9-day Falun Dafa workshop. In 2 days, dozens of people had signed up. Practitioners held a seminar on the first day, providing an overview of the practice and demonstrating the exercises. Some of the attendees said that they felt a strong energy flow while trying out the exercises. A number of people bought copies of Zhuan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. After hearing about the persecution in China, one man commented that Falun Gong must be good if it's being persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. "This is what I need," said a woman from Bronby after watching the presentation. She had first heard about Falun Gong when she saw the Shen Yun show in Aarhus, Denmark last year. Swedish practitioners held a Falun Dafa Information Day event at Mintorget, a popular tourist spot in Stockholm, on February 11th. Practitioners set up banners and display boards introducing Falun Gong and telling the public about the brutal 18-year persecution in China. Many people stopped to learn more. A young couple from Falun, a town in central Sweden, accepted a flyer. Seeing what the flyer was about, the wife became excited and said, "I used to live in Poland where I saw a lot of people practicing Falun Gong in the park. Now we are living in Falun. We should learn Falun Gong." They also bought several Falun Gong books and asked for the contact information of their local exercise site. Many people were horrified by the Chinese regime's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, the majority of whom are Falun Gong practitioners, and signed a petition calling on the Swedish government to take action to stop the atrocities.
Posters in public places across China raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong. After nearly 18 years of suppression in China, a large number of Falun Dafa practitioners continue to be persecuted for their beliefs. To inform the public about the goodness of Falun Dafa and expose the persecution, practitioners in China adopt many creative means, including publicly displaying signs and banners. An example of the ongoing suppression reported on the Minghui website on February 11, 2017, is the case of Ms. Wang Ling. Ms. Wang, a 56-year-old resident of Bozhou City in Anhui Province, has been imprisoned in the Anhui Women's Prison since 2015. Guards tortured her 24 hours a day to force her to give up her belief until she had a mental breakdown. Despite this, officials still refused to release her and continue to humiliate and brainwash her. Ms. Wang's prison term continues until this June. Over the Chinese New Year season, many banners and posters were put up to inform people of the ongoing suppression against innocent practitioners. Photos of posters and banners were submitted to the Minghui website from many cities in China.
Mr. Wang Ximin, near death from torture in Jinjiang Prison. Mr. Wang Ximin, 60, has been incarcerated at Jinjiang Prison since 2013 for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. Mr. Wang has never been allowed family visits during these 4 years. However, just before New Year's 2017, his family was summoned to the Shanxi Public Security Hospital, where they found Mr. Wang in critical condition. His family has requested medical parole, but have not received a response from the authorities. On May 22, 2012, agents of the local 610 office, Yuncheng City, Shanxi Province, broke into Mr. Wang's home and confiscated his Falun Dafa books and a laptop computer. They took him to the Linyi County 610 office on May 23rd. His family went there and managed to secure his release that night. On the night of November 6th, officers from Baishan Police Station in Linyi County called Mr. Wang to pick up his laptop that they had previously confiscated. When he arrived, he was arrested. His family went to the police station 3 times but were not allowed to see him. On May 3, 2013, Mr. Wang was sentenced to 6 years in prison. He appealed to Yuncheng City Intermediate Court, which upheld the verdict without holding a public hearing or notifying his family. Mr. Wang was sent to Jinjiang Prison on September 17, 2013.
Blind man purchases TV to play videos for villagers. A blind man named Lao Mao lives in a small village in northeast Hebei province. The villagers say that even though Lao Mao is blind, he can clearly see the truth, so they call him Lao Mao with eyes. Lao Mao owns a convenience store, and the villagers never cheat him when they purchase things from his store. Lao Mao often visits the nearest town to restock his store, and he has talked to practitioners. He knows about Falun Gong and the persecution. He knows that Falun Gong is practiced in more than 100 countries around the world, but only in China are followers of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance being persecuted. Lao Mao brings back informational flyers and DVDs from the town for his fellow villagers. However, since few people in his poor village own a TV or a DVD player, he purchased a large TV and a DVD player and plays the DVDs for his fellow villagers. His home is crowded in the evening. Even though Lao Mao is blind and he can't watch the DVDs, he is happy that his fellow villagers can. He purchased the TV and DVD player about 10 years ago, and they were very expensive. Very few people in his village can afford them. Lao Mao has no family or children to help him, and he has to save money carefully for his old age. However, he feels that letting his fellow villagers know about Falun Gong and the persecution is very important, and he wishes to help. Those who have learned the facts often say that Lao Mao has built up mighty virtue and will be blessed. Lao Mao feels that he has been blessed and enjoys a happy and carefree life as well as good health. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.